Exodus chapter 5. And afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, Yahweh, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I don't recognize Yahweh, and I will not let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, please, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice to Yahweh our God. Otherwise he will fall upon us with plague or with the sword." The king of Egypt said to them, "Why do you, Moses and Aaron, stop the people from their work? Go and get on with your burdens." And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you're making them stop from their work." So Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no more give the Israelites straw to make brick, as in the past. Let them go and gather for themselves, but the number of the bricks which they are to make, you shall demand from them still. Don't diminish at all from that number. They're lazy and idle. That's why they say, 'Let us go and worship to our God.' So put more work upon the men, that they can work with that work, and don't let them just listen to empty words." So the officers went out, and they spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. You go and get straw from wherever you can find it, but none of your work is going to be decreased." They still had to produce the same number of bricks. So the people were scattered throughout all the land of Egypt, searching for stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hurried them up, saying, "Fulfill your works, the amount of bricks you need to make each day, as when there was straw." And the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and they were asked, "Why haven't you fulfilled the number of bricks that you were supposed to make today?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, "Why are you dealing like this with your servants? There is no straw given unto your servants, and yet they tell us, 'Make brick.' And behold, we're beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he replied, "You're lazy and you're idle. That's why you're saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to Yahweh.' Go now and work. There will no straw be given you, and yet you shall deliver the same number of bricks." The officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in a very evil position after he said, "You shall not decrease the number of bricks you are to make each day." They met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came out from Pharaoh. And they said to them, "May the Lord look upon you and judge you, because you've made us to be hated by Pharaoh and by all his servants. It's as if you put a sword in their hand to kill us." Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you so badly treated this people? Why is it that you've sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and he has not at all delivered the people." So Moses is whining, really, although you can understand why he was feeling like that. That God had sent him on a mission that ended up with everybody hating him. He must have felt so alone. And that is part of being called to be a servant of God. That you will feel that everybody is against you. And you will feel that it was better not to have even started this. There's a little saying that's been very true in my life and is true, I think, in the life of all those who try to serve God. No good deed goes unpunished. In other words, if you try to do something for people that's good, you will end up suffering for it. And of course, the death of Jesus on the cross is the great example of where that leads in the end. And I think that's why a lot of people don't like doing good works or getting involved in starting new initiatives, because they've been beat up before. They're not going to risk it. But this is part of the truly spiritual and Christian life. And you see here Moses having to learn that lesson like we do.